It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on your show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor.
Lee, welcome. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Atlanta, Georgia. We are here. It is August 19th on a sunny morning.
Yes. Another perfect day here.
How was it yesterday here? Was it warm? I mean, was it raining?
It was regular.
It was pouring where I was yesterday, up in northern Alabama.
I don't know. I'm in the studio all day. I don't know.
And you're also, the studio is a room with four walls. You don't even know.
I have no idea.
And you probably don't get up out of that chair. How many hours do you sit in this studio?
You know, my record low of steps on the Fitbit, 2,500 in a day.
2,500?
Yeah. How impressive is that?
Did you see I tweeted you?
Yes, because I had a record
I mocked
day.
You. It was like you had like, what, 25,000 steps or
no,
something
it was
in 14, one day?
14,000.
Right. Like Lance Armstrong typically does what? Like, you know, how many?
I don't know.
10,000 or so? And you're like 15,000.
10,000 is what you shoot for. Everybody shoots
now,
for
what 10,000. What was that? It was a crazy number.
It was 14,000.
Like, it said like you walked like 11 miles or something like that. There was some insane number.
No, because you see what happened was my family went away. So it was me time. So
it's
I got to walk
you.
To the gym.
I remember those days.
Walk to the gym.
Yeah.
So that was a bonus.
Right.
Worked out for an hour and a half.
Right.
Walked home.
Right.
That's how it happens.
This is what I don't understand about these retired people. They complain there's nothing to do. When you're retired,
every day is Saturday.
You can walk to the gym, walk to the supermarket. You can spend your whole day working out. I don't want to hear it, old people.
Exactly.
I want you working out. Right. Don't none of that crap about, I got
nothing to
do. I'm so bored. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's really not their fault that there's such good things on television.
Yeah. I watch the HBO stuff. I always go right for
you
the
watch
HBO.
The sports, the tennis channel, the baseball channel, the football channel.
No, I watch the tennis channel, and I flip to the world, the soccer stuff. But the HBO thing, you know, I got to tell you, the thing about HBO that's really, they've done really well is that on-demand stuff. You know, I go right to the documentaries. I got the Entourage choice because I've missed a whole bunch of them. I got True Blood. I got a whole bunch of shows that I like to watch. So
the vampire show?
I love that show.
What are you, a chick?
Dude,
you're like
that
a
show,
teenage girl.
That show is the best show on TV. True Blood is definitely. And the thing is, I've missed the entire episode. I've missed the entire season so far. Like, I caught like two episodes, and every time I catch them, I'm like, God, I got to watch the rest of them. So I haven't seen anything that you've seen that you like on any new
HBO?
Series? No, or even on TV, regular TV.
Okay,
I don't watch regular TV.
I watch a lot of television.
You're going to admit
lot.
That? Really?
Quite
with that
a bit.
Physique, with that physique, you watch
quite
a lot
bit.
Of television. You're kidding me.
Quite a bit. I like Psych.
What's your favorite
That's
show?
That's a funny show.
Psych? Okay.
It's about a psychic detective.
And you're standing,
USA?
Right? You're standing or on the treadmill when you're watching
no.
this. You're not sitting.
Me and my kid. I'm teaching
Even
him to be
Even with
that
sedentary. Study that came out with sitting, you're still sitting down?
Yeah. That's not going to change
That's
my behavior.
That's not going to change your behavior? Okay.
Yeah.
We've pulled all the chairs out of my house. We have no more furniture.
You know, I have
only a bed. We have everyone has a bed. Everything else we eat standing. We no longer sit anywhere.
So full of it. I know. There's
That's
no
true.
Way that would
yeah,
work.
Yeah. You know, if it was me running the show,
but I'll tell
I
you,
would do that though.
You know, a guy who does works with me. He got a treadmill desk. He the other day he was working out of his house.
He bought one, or he got one for free.
He made one work.
He made one work. I got you.
Like you.
Right. Like mine. I put a board across the top of it. I got a treadmill desk.
He did 8 miles in the morning just like on the phone.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's amazing. You don't even realize it. I was walking. I was on the internet just around, and an hour goes by, right?
Right.
I knocked out 1.5 miles.
Right.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like
I didn't even notice.
Didn't even notice. You don't even know. Just by sitting on
I
that
think
computer.
Schools, public schools, should make all the kids' desks standing desks.
Schools.
I mean, that's an easy change to make. That's an easy change.
Every business owner, everywhere.
No, I know, but.
Look, pharmaceutical.
Start it with the kids.
Well, let's first start off with the pharmaceutical companies, right? They only hire hot chicks and good looking guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right away, they're gonna go right for that, right? They're not going to have a problem with that. What other businesses that they need hot people for? What other industries, Lee?
Strippers.
Besides Hooters.
Strippers.
Yeah, that's true. But they already very active to begin with. We don't have
there
a problem.
There are no. What other industries?
No, maybe financial advisors.
Nutritionists.
But right? They're always thin, too. You can't be a fat nutritionist.
Okay.
So anyway, every business that has salespeople, a sales force, they should all have their desk set up with Track Desk. So what's going on with you? Anything you want to report this weekend? Anything you did? Any new adventures? Anything?
My big walking to the gym and working out and walking back.
That's all you got to tell? So your whole week goes by. That's all you want?
I went to the gym.
Give you the highlights. That's the highlights.
What about you? You run into any animals?
No, but I was in a tennis tournament this past week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So
Pro-Am.
I was in a
Pro-Am. Were you the pro or the am?
I was the pro.
You were the pro?
I was the pro.
When was the last time you were a pro?
The last year that I played.
What tennis lesson did you give lately?
I still give. I still teach a little bit. Yeah, I still do a little bit. I still dabble. But no, this was funny, but I hadn't played since last year. I hadn't played any at all. Like, it's getting to the point where, like, each year I'm like, well, I've taught a couple lessons. I could still hit the ball. But now I'm not even teaching that much. So it's really like, but I actually, Lee, I won the entire event.
So
me and my partner.
Really?
One.
Was this Wii tennis or regular tennis?
No, this is regular.
Regular
this
tennis,
is not Wii.
Tennis court.
At a tennis court.
It wasn't like an old age home.
There were pictures. If you go to our Facebook page, I posted pictures.
Nice.
Yeah, there's pictures out there.
Was it, you getting any fights? Because you're a tough guy. You don't take anything from people.
I didn't, but my partner almost got us into one.
Fight?
Which is interesting. A pro-am is a lot of fun.
Is it men and women or men only? What kind of a tournament
is this? Well, there's a men's side and then there's a female side, a women's side as well.
Oh.
So, yeah, but it was a lot of fun. It was up in Alpharetta in Georgia here, and I've done this for like the last 5 years. And
you've never won before, have you?
I've gotten to the finals a bunch of times. Never won.
Right.
Never had a victory. And this was
you win like a trophy?
Usually you do. I didn't win a trophy this year.
Well, you get cash? You get cash.
Yeah, I get cash. Cash is nice. Cash king.
Big four big figures?
Money. Big,
four figures?
Big money. Big money.
Prize?
Enough to take my kids and my wife out for dinner.
Really?
And not have to like worry about
like
if they
at Moe's?
No, and not and not worry about if they ordered a soft drink and go,
we're out. Sorry. If you're going to have a soft
all
drink.
All waters. Everybody's ordering waters. We're not ordering any soft drinks. So, nice. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we had a good time. Put on a great thing. But I will tell you this. This happened to me. I fell.
You fell down?
I fell. I was going after a shot, and I fell.
Was it on clay?
No, it was on hard. And I fell on my wrist really funny. Like, I went, and I tried to catch
like
myself.
Funny ha-ha?
Not funny ha-ha, but funny like there was pain. Pain in the
like
wrist.
A noise?
Well, at first it was like the abrasion, you know, when you have the abrasion on your hand. And that's like, okay, you deal with that. But then I noticed like as when I couldn't like bend my wrist like that much.
Did you see a chiropractor?
No, so I'll tell you what happened. So later in the day.
Ice?
And this is.
Ice?
Didn't ice.
Compression?
But.
Elevation?
Black and blue started to form.
That's
never a good sign. Just for our listeners,
I'm not
out
a
there.
Doctor, but that's not.
Whenever
good.
Something that gets black and blue after time, it's usually not a good sign, and especially when the motion starts to go. So I'm like, man, if I broke my wrist, I have never broken
a bone,
an extremity. No, I've broken my nose a bunch of times.
Yeah, that was the reason to get a nose job.
I've broken a couple fingers.
You and Heidi Montag.
Yeah, we'll talk. We got to talk about her plastic surgeon died, didn't?
A sad day.
Yeah, terrible. Tweeting, I think, is what happened.
Don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive. So anyway, so I fell. The wrist started to swell up, black and blue. So I got to the office on Monday, and I decided to take some x-rays.
Good idea. That's brilliant of you to think of that on your own.
You know, and I didn't have anything. I didn't.
Not broken?
Not broken. Look at it today. See, black
it's
and blue
good
is
as
gone.
Now.
Black
Look at
blue
that.
Is gone.
Amazing.
And,
would you take some Advil?
No.
Top of that?
Half. No. Advil?
Eat a
crazy?
Half a pineapple?
No. Some omega-3 fats? Little...
bromelain?
Little bromelain? You see, you're learning. Yeah, you're learning
that's
about
what I
all
said.
The...
Eat a half a pineapple.
All the anti-inflammatories that are out there. So I did all that.
Ginger? Cumin? Rub some cumin on it?
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Because it sounds like you're
doing.
It sounds like you're mocking
get
me.
Get that treatment plan.
Well, listen, it would all worked out, and my partner was so happy that we won. He was a little fired up. He got into his zone at one point. He just like he got a little.
He was
too,
a ringer.
He was good, and that's the thing with these pro-am. It's never about your pro. The pro is the pro. It's right. The am. It's the am. That
anything
controls.
Can happen.
He kept going to me. He was like. He goes, you know what? I think that pro is. I go, dude. I go, this is all about you today. I go, it's that guy. There I am versus you, and you're better than that guy over there. So that means we're gonna win.
So do you just relentlessly go after the amateur until they cry? Is that your strategy?
No. Well, here's the deal. You have to know how to massage these things because there's a bunch of different games that are going on. It's the pro playing against the pro,
right?
Which is harder, the hardest that you're playing. Then they're pro to my am and me to their amateur. Right. So there's a whole bunch of different things going on.
What if you have a pro that's like, I'm going to hit your am every time. I'm going to hit him with the ball every time.
Just to scare the am. Listen.
Because that's how I would do it.
You can't get a pro who is not competitive. It just doesn't exist. They don't.
Except you.
Me? No, I'm
very laid back.
No, not crazy. I'm like type A on steroid competitive. But the thing is, you got to make it look good. So I try to go at the am. Like, I don't want the pro hitting any balls. But I try to hit the balls to the am, but just not hit them hard enough and just let them make mistakes.
Right.
That's my
strategy. So it makes it look like, well, their fault, not mine.
Yeah, right. I didn't do anything. Right. I didn't whack a ball right at his eye. Right. You know, and he had a duck real quick. So that's kind of the way I do. I go, take the pro out of the game, out of the gate.
So the other pro, though, has an ego, so they want to show you up. So they hit it at you to make you look bad, right?
Well,
that's what happens, and that's just plays to your strength. Mr. Grinder.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
So anyway, that's what took place, and had a good time, and they put on a great event.
This became a story about how great you are.
Nope, it didn't. It just became a story about what happened this weekend. That's all it was. I hurt my wrist, and I won a tournament and made some money. That's what took place. Lee, there's some changes that are going around for the school season for 2010 here.
The school what?
Season.
School season? There's a season of school?
Yes, the 2010-2011 school. Right now, there's healthier ingredients, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what they're planning on making changes. This is from the School Nutrition Association. This is across the country. They looked into 538 districts around the country, and what they have done is they are offering 95% are increasing whole grain offerings. 90% are providing more fresh fruit and vegetables. 69% reducing sodium. What do you think about that?
I don't care.
And let's see. 67% of those vending services are making healthier drinks more available.
You know, that's a lie. I just want you to know.
That's a lie.
But all of that's a lie.
You know, so you don't care about all the other ones. You care about the vending machine?
Well, I do care about the vending
machine. Why is that?
No, I
care. Why do you care about the vending machine?
Because I think that they...
is there something in the vending machine?
Yes, I think that...
You have stock in the vending machine?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. But I think that the school system is run by the dairy lobby.
Do you think?
I know.
They are?
Yes.
It's a conspiracy?
They allow milk, chocolate milk... ice cream.
Chocolate milk. We saw that study how good your performance increases by drinking.
If you're working out. Do you think any kids are working out? Because they got rid of PE. There's no more PE.
But listen to what they're adding to the menu items for also.
Any whole wheat penne pasta?
Dr. Fitness and the Fat. Go to our Wellness Minutes and listen to our Wellness Minutes about penne pasta this week. They're adding Ikema, one of my favorites.
Like
the Mexican potato.
It's Ikema with a J.
Ikema with a J. Star fruit. I don't like star fruit.
Just give them regular fruit. Why does he do these exotic fruits?
Sweet potato puffs.
Sweet potato, you can substitute.
I'm so glad they're making the sweet potato. They're bringing it to the forefront.
It's coming back.
You know, our buddy Denise Austin, she's a big potato
lobbyist. Exactly.
Does commercials for
there's a lot
potatoes.
Of work with the potato industry.
Collard greens.
Yeah, that's good for you.
They're big here in the South.
How about some kale? Get some spinach going.
Kale would be good.
Why don't you just substitute spinach for the lettuce?
Edamame.
That you can't go wrong with edamame.
This was what cracks me up. This is what cracks me. Egg white omelets. This is so funny because they're going backwards with the latest information about eggs is that the yolk is actually very healthy for
exactly.
you. And they're cutting it out now. They're going away from the they're
it's
going
probably
for egg
the egg beater lobby.
And and then fish tacos as well.
That's good.
But here's the thing that I don't understand. This is what really cracks me up. Don't you think if there's one place where they should get that, our buddy Missy Chase Lapine, the Sneaky Chef.
Sneaky Chef.
Don't you think they can make all those things in
school?
Taste good.
Add spinach to everything.
And
just blend it and throw it in there.
Isn't that the right
place?
How
hard is that to do?
I don't understand.
I have no idea why they're not doing
that. I can't believe that they don't.
They don't have blenders? They don't have spinach in blenders.
She's the one that can make that whole world happen. So,
and Seinfeld's wife, too. Both of them.
Right. Well, Jessica, what's her name?
I don't know.
She tried to sue her, didn't she?
Yeah, they had a legal battle.
And I don't think she won. No. I don't think it happened. Well, anyway, so that's what's going on for the school year. The other new thing that's happening for the new school year is our new book that's about to come out.
That's right.
35 Things to Know I always leave that part out. Yeah, 35 things to know.
It's a long title.
It should just be 35 things to raise active kids.
I just call it the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy book.
There you go. This is coming out in Turner Publishing. It will be
next
out
next week.
Next week?
Yeah, I think 28th.
How come they haven't called us about a huge party?
I know.
Shouldn't there be like a huge
I don't think
party
they're kissing
somewhere?
Up to us enough.
I don't know. Well, anyway, we gotta talk to them about that. But it'll soon be available at Barnes & Noble, every bookstore, Amazon, everywhere, yeah. Everywhere. You know.
And then we're available to come to your house to talk to your kids.
Right. Right. If you want to hire us for bar mitzvahs, we do that, right? We'll go
yeah,
and
we can hit 100
sign our books at bar mitzvahs.
At
okay. Well, anyway. Well, let's bring on our first guest. It's always
in the studio.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Elsie? You can't leave today. We didn't take a picture with
well,
you.
Well, here, I'll throw you the camera.
I'm going to take a picture of her while she's in yeah. the... On, no.
As you're introducing.
Why don't you take the cat picture of Elsa while she's in the studio?
All right. So you talk while I do that.
Right. Because you can't do both things all at once. But we have with us Elsa Simsek. She is a fitness instructor. She's a freelance writer. We met her a couple of years ago, right, Elsa? Didn't we do something
yeah.
together on...
Yeah, I was on the show a few years ago.
Right, we did something. And didn't the fat guy make fun of your husband or something?
Yes, he said he looked like Fabio.
He said he looked like Fabio, right.
Which I thought was a compliment.
Right, but anyway, you've written for the Dallas Morning News, CNN.com, MSN, NBC, MSN.com. You also have a blog, workoutoftheweek.net.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm here to talk about.
So you're out there. I was actually watching some of the videos today. I liked it.
Oh, good.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. So you're out there, and you're checking out all these DVDs that are out there. Are you a DVD person? Do you like DVDs to work out with?
I do, but the workoutoftheweek.net isn't only DVDs. It's all kinds of
different
workouts.
All kinds of different workouts.
But often it is DVDs because those are just easily accessible. You can even find them on exercise TV or on YouTube. So often it is a DVD kind of format.
Now, are we going to just ignore the fact that she's in the studio and she's followed us here? She was in Dallas and then moved here.
That's right.
Do you think that's a coincidence?
It just happened to end up in Atlanta.
About that, huh? I didn't think about that.
And all
that,
of a sudden,
Lee.
She shows up at our door this morning?
That's right. And we didn't even know that. She was actually going to be in the studio.
Exactly.
Lee, did you
that was kind
of
weird.
Any of the metal detector thing go off when we all through no. the door? Nothing right. went off?
And her husband wasn't here.
Yeah, and I'm surprised you're still alive after
exactly.
that.
Couple
Fabio
of years ago,
is waiting
Fabio
out
Fabio is
hall.
Waiting out in the hallway for you. So now, how did you get into this genre of the fitness writing and that whole world?
Well, I was just kind of into fitness myself, and I became a fitness instructor. And so through that, I would learn about different fitness ideas and just what people wanted to hear about. So I was already writing. In fact, I was writing more about dating at the time. But then I married
Dating at the gym?
Dating at the gym?
No, just dating in general.
Just dating in
Nothing
general.
Nothing about the gym. Yeah,
I got
just
you.
Writing about dating. And then I married Fabio, and I really didn't know much about dating anymore.
Right, you got to find something else.
I needed a new niche.
That
yeah.
cut her dating in half.
Right, exactly. It really put a...
I can hardly date at all anymore. So I just got into the workout genre. And so then after I moved here to Atlanta, I was writing a column for the Atlanta newspaper called My Favorite Workout. Uh-huh. And I would feature different people every week and what was their favorite
and
workout.
And you never featured us.
No, she did. She called... Huh? Actually, we did something... Maybe we didn't. I can't remember.
Yeah. One yeah. time you were in one of my articles. Yeah. Not this one in particular, but this one in particular was just people, kind of regular people. You guys are like celebrities.
Right.
These were like,
what? Yeah, we're celebrities.
Yeah.
That's how I consider myself.
You guys were too big for this.
Also, I got to tell you, we're such big celebrities. The fat guy.
I had to take her picture. I couldn't have my people take her picture.
And also, the fat guy got a meal to die for last night. He's like a big celebrity here in Atlanta. So whenever he goes out and dines.
He had a free meal?
Free meal. It was like they rolled out the carpet for this. Like they thought he was like the king. So, yeah, he's really he's really a big
I'd
celebrity
like to
here
thank
in Atlanta.
The people at Five Guys for that.
There's the plug.
So anyway, getting back to you and these and working out. So what's your go-to stuff? What are the things that you like to do personally versus like now is this becoming like a job? Like you go, I got to these are the workouts. Like cuz
they're
like,
all the same. Right?
I can't see myself sitting in a yoga studio. I mean, I know I'm going to have to get there at some point. But that's just not me. Is there something that's just not you that you have to check out?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because I was thinking about that. And you know what's not me, but I know I have to do is martial arts.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do martial arts someday.
Right.
I'm going to have to cover it because a lot of people love martial arts.
Right.
And so I'm going to have to do
is that. So is that like the whole kickboxing?
Tai Bo.
That kind of stuff I think I could handle. What I don't like is when you go to a martial arts class and they end it with grappling.
Oh, yeah.
And you're with a stranger on the floor.
With women? They grapple? Women grapple?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know this.
Do you think we can attend one of those classes?
That's what's weird about it. Yeah, you're just babbling a stranger. It's so strange.
The thing I can't stand is, and this is the whole turnoff for karate for me, is why do I have to wear a bathrobe?
I know.
Why can't I just put on a t-shirt? And does it have to be in this outfit? I don't like the outfit. I don't like the outfits that
they do. I think you have to wear the outfit.
It's part of the whole deal.
Yeah.
And the belts, you got to wear a belt. Can you get a wristband? I want a wristband.
Why don't you start your own martial arts?
I'm a black band. Black band or a yellow band. Why do I have to have it on my waist to tell me?
I'm going
to
find all that out when I...
The research part
of this. When I check out martial arts.
I see. Now, with the DVDs that are out there, first of all, one of the things that the fat guy and I didn't know about is DVDs are huge.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that? How many DVDs are sold? Do you know that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know?
It's got to be hundreds of millions.
No, there's a lot of them. And
billions.
Billions of
And what we found out is it's kind of like people who buy like these weight loss books. They don't just buy one. They buy 1,000 of them. Like you never hear one. I have a like a deal. They get a whole bunch of them. And, you know, I just never knew. I think it's mostly a women-dominated market where women are buying DVDs.
But
I'm sure. Well, I'm sure guys. There's some guys out there. But I think a lot of women are buying DVDs. Now, does that mean that you have to set up – you have to have the right television and the right area for it. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, where
work
do you
out?
Do your workout, yeah, your DVD workout?
I just do mine in the living room. I haven't found that many of them take up a lot of space.
Uh-huh. I mean, a lot of the movements and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You can do them right in your living room.
Now,
so what's your husband doing while you're taking up the whole living room watching
TV?
Doing
it, he's doing it too, right?
No.
He works out with you?
He's just sitting on his butt.
Now, do you have your DVD? I know you have a young child.
Yes.
And do you work out with
the
child next to you?
You do those DVDs?
Do you find
you know,
DVDs that...
This week on workoutoftheweek.net, the focus is yoga with kids. And so my son was in that one. You do these different stretches and poses with kids, and it's kind of geared to kids.
And is it like a total mess? Like, is it like, this is not working? Or is it like, oh, this is cool. The kid's getting into it, and he's doing it? And
yes.
Or is he like...
Well... He was kind of into it, and then his four-year-old friend was more into it. And so what I said on the – I really review these workouts. Like, I don't necessarily say every workout is the greatest workout. So I said this
oh, really?
Is a good
you,
way.
You
How
like,
much money does it take to make
no,
it the
like,
greatest
workout? Because the fact that me and him can definitely be bought. Like,
yeah.
Somebody throws enough
Easy.
Money, we can definitely say the product is really good, but you won't do that.
Now, I won't slam a workout because just because I don't like it doesn't mean someone else won't like it.
Right. So, but you're giving it your opinion based upon.
I try to be objective, yeah.
Try to be objective. It's hard for us to be, right? At this
yeah,
point,
we're not
our
objective
game,
at
We're
all.
Not objective enough. No. Money really changes with the way we
Everything.
Think about things. Absolutely. Now, with the DVDs, is there a particular person that throws out a lot of DVDs that you like a lot? Like, is there one that person out there that's like, you know what? When they throw out a DVD, I'm going to get it. I'm either going to get it or call their publicist and get one that I can review it for.
Well, I like your girl, Denise Austin.
She's good. She has a ton of them, too.
Yeah.
She throws out every couple months. There's another one.
Yeah, there's a lot. I like the ones we recently had on Robin Anton from the Pussycat. She's the creator of the Pussycat Dolls. Man, that DVD was like a production. Like it's you know, typically they're like there's a person, there may be two other people there, and it's in a studio. That Pussycat Doll DVD, it's like they're in a set. That they got the lights going, the background, they got 20 of the Pussycat Dolls going. I mean, I don't like DVDs, and I like that. It was like a dance video. I liked it.
You know what you might like is one I reviewed called Cardioke.
Karaoke.
It's just like it sounds. You
like karaoke.
Yeah, you sing and do karaoke, and you do cardio.
Sing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, I like
what kind of music.
And my kids would like that.
What kind of music?
We do family karaoke. You know, we do that on TV with the on demand.
No, you don't.
We do.
You're lying.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, your whole family could do that.
That's a YouTube moment waiting to happen.
We do family karaoke with the on demand on TV. We love doing that stuff. It's great.
We did in the karaoke one. We did like Black Eyed Peas.
Uh-huh.
You know,
so it's current music.
Well, one was current, and one was like an oldies. I can't remember which song. So it's kind of a wide range.
Yeah.
But you sing and you dance.
Wow. That
What's
sounds...
better than that?
Yeah. Right, Lee? What's better than that? Singing and dancing?
Not nothing.
Eating. Can like, you do one with eating? Is
there, it's like you on Broadway.
There's no DVD where you exercise and eat.
No.
We can do that.
We haven't come out
like
with that
Like a buffet?
Yet.
You walk around the buffet, do sprints, grab a little chicken wing?
Now, Elsa, where do you see your blog going? Where do you see the future of stuff that you want to do and get into?
I see it making tons of money.
It's not about the money, Elsa. It's about helping.
Big sponsors, tons of money. But just every week, different workout. It's not just DVDs. You know, it's 1 week it was just push-ups. How do you do push-ups correctly? 1 week it was Pilates on the Reformer. 1 week it's just running a 5K. So it's tips on different workouts.
You have a Reformer in your house?
I saw her in the pool. I saw you.
Yeah.
The workouts. Wow. You were showing how to work out. No, with her. With her, was it your family?
Yeah.
Was it your mom or something?
Yeah, like my extended family. I try to make it seasonal. So right. I happen to be on vacation in Virginia Beach. And so we jumped in the pool and did pool workouts.
That's great.
I was at, you know, I did a workout at the beach. So people can say, oh, it's summertime. I'm going to the beach. I can get some ideas.
Right. Do you think that that visual helps people? Like, do you think that that's where the trend where people are going to the web to find out information and in short little bursts of it, you know, like here, you know, here's a 1 minute thing on what to do when you're going to the beach.
Yeah, and like a lot of workouts I'll talk about, like say it is a DVD and the person doesn't really want to go purchase the DVD, they want to try it, they can go to YouTube and often there are snippets of it or even sometimes the whole thing. So you don't even always have to buy something.
Right.
You can just go to YouTube.
Now, are there particular sites that you enjoy to go to on a daily basis, any fitness ones that
other
are out
than
there?
Ours?
Yeah, I love to go to yours. You know, really, again, YouTube is one of my favorites because when I'm teaching fitness classes, I get a lot of ideas there. I'll just say I'll type in exercises with the resistance band, which is another one I covered.
Uh-huh.
And then I get ideas. I got all my ideas from there.
One of our good friends that we have on the show periodically is Ms. Fit Online, and she's real popular. And she does a lot of these things where she'll go into supermarkets and start doing little workouts. Remember we saw her in Whole Foods doing a little workout thing?
Until she was banned.
Yeah, so there's lots of people out there doing that, and we think that's great and think that's a great way to go to get people fired up about exercise.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they'll say, oh, I hate to exercise and I hate to run. And I think what the problem is, they just haven't found that one thing that works for them. And
right.
That's what I found when I was talking to these people for my favorite workout column, that people have found, these people were not major exercisers or major athletes. They had just found something. One guy does a circus workout where he goes on a trapeze and a tightrope. And one girl does fencing.
Wow, that's great. Fencing, Lee, that's something you've never gotten into.
No.
That's something I'm nervous about.
Climbing fences, I'm good at. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's really good.
What about, so how long are these clips that you do, your reviews?
They're short. They're
an hour?
No, they're minutes. They're a couple of minutes.
How long?
No,
are they 5 minutes?
They really can only be like 20 seconds.
20
take
seconds,
too long
right. The
to
one
upload.
I saw was like really quick. And
so it's like a minute, really?
Yeah, she's in different locations, and they're really good. And so the site is workoutoftheweek.net. Elsa Simsek, thank you so much for coming in here, being with us, and a pleasure to meet you in person.
Thank you, and I'd love for your listeners to give me ideas, too, if they want to go on the website and tell me what kind of workout they'd like me to review.
It's going
to
be ones that require not a lot of clothing. That's what we found.
He's not serious. Well, anyway, make sure everyone checks out workoutoftheweek.net. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book coming out in weeks, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing. It'll be out if you want your kids to be healthy and not fatties. Right, Lee?
No more fat kids.
No more fat kids. Go get our new book. That will be out very shortly. And check out our website as well. All right, well, Lee, let's bring on our next guest. It's always a pleasure to bring out our favorite person, our favorite magazine and our favorite person, and that is Marta Montenegro, Sobe Fit Magazine's publisher, editor, and she is a superstar. She actually has her own collection of DVDs that are out there, too, and I want everybody to go get their whole series.
It's the Montenegro Method.
It's the Montenegro Method, MM21, Endurance Strength Power. This thing is awesome. It's really, really good. You got to pick it up. Marta, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? I miss you so much.
Listen, Marta, we miss you so much, and it's killing us. It's killing us that you're in Miami and that we're here and that we can't see you on a weekly basis.
But we are excited the Dolphins are in training camp.
Okay. I should come with a magazine, a weekly magazine, so that way I'll be in the show in a weekly basis.
That's right. There now, you Marta, go. did you have any summer vacation? Did you travel anywhere on vacation anywhere?
No. I haven't taken a vacation. Like I don't remember when was the last time I took a vacation. That's the unhealthy part of me.
Because no kidding.
Yeah, everyone needs a vacation, and I haven't taken anything. It's like a one project after another. But definitely, I encourage everyone to take a vacation.
Now,
do you
do any short little trips? Do you ever go like away for the weekend, like do a two day?
No, I haven't done that
Really?
Like in a year, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's been crazy, and the only trips that I make are work trips, so it doesn't work. I need a vacation. That's
well, listen, Lee. Well, let's
okay,
fly.
Maybe you can help.
Yes, we're gonna help you.
Me.
We're gonna fly you to Atlanta, and we're gonna give you a little vacation here.
Okay, that's great.
Because I,
you know, you guys will be great.
Well, no, the reason why I asked, Marta, is I wanted to find out, like, you know, with you, because I know that you work, you're very diligent about your workouts. You do your workouts. You spend a couple hours. When most people are sleeping, you're working mm-hmm. out, and
yeah.
You start your day very, very early in the morning, but you get your workouts extremely early in the morning. And I wanted to see if that changes, if you have to go away and do stuff. And have to travel.
Now you know it doesn't change.
Now I know it doesn't change.
No, it doesn't change. It's because I think that's, it's so in me. It's like, it's already my internal clock that no matter where I am, I get up at 2:45 in the morning with this energy, like nothing, and I just want to run, do my workout and everything. And I think that, I mean, that feeling that at 8 in the morning, it's like you have already like half of the day already gone.
Right.
Or something. I mean, I feel so good that no matter what, if I'm on vacation, I still do my things. Of course, it's important to take part of the vacation to switch something. So I always encourage people like running outside or doing a DVD or I mean bringing
right.
with you a fitness DVD, doing something different. And it's good because the body also needs a vacation. What I say is like just take a vacation, like a healthy and active vacation, and don't, you know, there are people who completely forget about exercise, fitness, or health and when they are on vacation. And you should take a vacation of your program, but it's just more like to mix it or finding another things to do. But keep being active, because otherwise when you come back, then you want to get the shape that you had in, you know, summer or your previous shape
sure.
before traveling, and it's going to be harder.
Sure. Now, the new issue of Soy Fit is out on stands right now.
Yes.
It is. We've got Dwayne Wade, and we have Serena Williams on the cover. I've got to tell you, finally, Lee, they have a picture, a huge picture, a great article about the Carnegie Deli in
yes.
here.
Yes.
And there's
yes.
a picture
the centerfold.
Of one of our favorite sandwiches. Finally, the corned beef sandwich gets a beautiful – I got to tell you, Marta, I cut this picture out. Because I can't even
it's
look.
It's your screensaver now, isn't it?
Yes.
When I look at this picture, I my mouth waters just by looking at it.
You can still eat it.
You
I
can
mean,
still eat it.
We are giving you tips to how to eat it.
Absolutely. You're giving tips on how to do that. And the other thing I really like, too, is in this new issue is that there's really good choices for snacks for football season that's coming
yes.
up. And
yes.
And this is one thing that people don't realize and how good snacks are is the garbanzo beans, the chickpeas.
Yes.
How good they are. Yeah.
I mean,
and
you can
make them in many different ways. Obviously, you can make them in a hummus. And the thing I got that I didn't realize is that you can take them and actually put a little bit of olive oil on them. Put mm-hmm. them in the oven. Mm-hmm. I've never done that before.
I've done it before, and that's great. But also, I mean, when you do like the hummus and everything, you put it like on a loaf of bread. I mean, there are so many things that you can do for your burgers. You can mix it in your burger, so that way you take a little bit of the beef out or the and make it healthier.
Right.
So there are tons of things that you can do with garbanzo beans, and it's like a you know, we wanted to show you different things that you can select as a snacks when you're, you know, watching football, but at the same time, just having fun and having these snacks, but having healthy snacks. So you can still watch the games and eat and not necessarily gaining weight.
Yeah, no, that sounds wonderful. It sounds really good. And also, I saw that there was a recipe, too, in here for making your own, the Soy Fit energy bar. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of different energy bars out there, but that you have a recipe for making your own
yes.
bar, which it sounds really easy to do. And the thing, every time I open up the magazine and I go to look at something to, I always say I have to eat this thing right away. It's so good. The pictures that you guys make, you know, we've got some good friends over at Eating Well magazine, and they do uh-huh. a wonderful job of taking pictures of their stuff.
But you guys, I mean, you guys are just amazing at setting up.
Yeah.
The photography is just insane.
Well, and we want to show that it's real. I mean, it's like you can eat healthy, and it's great what you're going to eat, you know. And we understand that visually is the first thing, like you eat first with your eyes.
Yes.
Well, that's the first thing. So people associate like healthy food with not necessarily looking good. But as you can see, it looks great, and it tastes great, and it's healthy.
Yeah.
Now, on the cover, it says that you can burn 1,164 calories today. Now,
yes,
that's the
fat guy. If you do the workout that we have there,
it didn't mention that.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't mention that. You just saw it.
I thought if you just
you
read
that. Marta,
you just saw it, read it, and that's all. Yeah,
I see
so.
That, Marta. The fat guy is always trying to get out of working out.
I thought he can read it every day.
Actually, it's in a stamp, so you can take it, just put it on you, and that's all. That's what you need.
That's what it said. Just saying.
I'm sorry. We didn't want to, you know, miscommunicate anything.
That's right. That's right. So how would I burn some of those 1,100 calories? What would I have to be doing?
Well, you have to do the all-inclusive routine, which is a complete full workout, and that's all. It's not that complicated.
I think he's got to break open the DVD. It's not like you don't have the MM21 workouts.
Well, the MM21, you can burn tons of calories. It says everything. Just do it every day. Just do a little bit of something every day. And I'm so excited to hear that you're going to have your book coming
out.
Yeah,
absolutely. Marta, we're going to send you a copy. Matter of fact,
she's in the book.
Marta, you're
exactly
in the book.
Okay.
You're actually in the book.
Or you just
no, you're in the book. And it talks a lot about your childhood growing up and how you remained, how you stayed active as a child as well. And we asked some of our really close friends to contribute, and you did. And it's in the book as well. And it'll be out hopefully next week, and we are going to send you a copy.
Yes,
and,
I'm looking forward.
We can't wait to get out there, and hopefully we'll be down in Miami promoting our book at some place, somewhere across.
There's some event in November.
Is there?
Isn't there? Marta?
Well, we can always do something together, and we can promote it. Definitely.
Oh, no. He's talking about your
– In Miami, there's an event.
Aren't you guys
in the magazine,
that,
I read.
A 5K? Is it a 5K going on?
Yeah, we have the 5K. No, the 5K is in February.
February.
And today we have an event at Doral Spa. It's more toward skincare and yoga and so hanging out with us and having – a little bit of healthy tips on everything. So it'll be great.
Yeah, that's great. There's always wonderful things to do. And the other thing, too, about Marta, about the magazine, if people don't realize, the thing that's always catches me is just the one-page things and the highlights that you put into the sections. Like for me, it's about the article you had about the soluble fiber and how you talk about the insoluble versus the soluble fiber, and you give examples of it, and you do it in a clear, concise manner where in one page you've got the skinny on that information. And I love that you have those little areas that are highlighted that you can go, oh, that's the important part. I need to know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm the one who highlighted, and I'm the one who, worried to make sure that you get at least the most important thing from that article. And if it takes your attention and then you want to read the full article, that's great. But if you just want to, you know, get one tip now, at least you read that and you have something to do now. And that's my whole idea is, like, everyone can read something but at the same time can do it. Because it's like we want to move people, and I want to move people, and I want to make them, you know, move and making the right decision. So at least they read something and that they can put it on practice right away.
Now, Marty, do you have any events that's coming up for you personally, any events that you want to take place, any marathons or any, like, endurance things that you're thinking about doing in the future?
Well, right now I'm doing a lot. I resume my tennis classes and my ballroom classes. So I'm now dancing.
And you're playing tennis.
Mixed martial arts, running and lifting weights.
Whoa, so, that's a full-time job. That whole workout routine is a full-time job.
I don't know how I'm gonna do that, yeah.
Man, oh man. Well, so now do you play – when you play your tennis, is it recreational or are you playing tournaments now too? Is it just
– No, I just started again.
Are you playing with Rafa? Are you playing with my other friend, Rafa Nadal?
Yeah, but I'm planning to fly to New York next week, which is the U.S. Open. And so I'm going to hang out with Rafa and play some tennis with him, you know?
Oh, nice.
So maybe –
She's helping him train for the tournament.
Maybe I can beat him, you know?
Now are you hanging out with all your friends there? Are you hanging out with Carlos Moya and Feliciano Lopez?
Yeah, Feliciano and Verdasco.
Verdasco?
Hopefully I'll meet them next week.
God, how do I get into that crowd? I want to get in that crowd.
I need to show up there.
Yes.
I want, and all all the Spanish players, this is so funny. All the Spanish players, they're all very close. They're competitive, but yet they still treat each other like family.
Yes.
The Americans are not like that.
They hang out and they are on the same table. And yes, they compete to each other, but they hang out. They keep that friendship, which is great.
Yeah, no, that's great. There's also, we also were looking through the magazine. It looks like there's a fitness and wellness conference in November in Miami Beach. Are you going to be attending that as well? There's a,
We're going to be there. The Montenegro Method is going to be there. So
it's
great for everyone to join and stop by and
see the Montenegro
and get
Method.
The DVD and everything. Yes, yes.
Now tell us a little bit about the DVD. Is the best place for people to get it? Is it at your website?
It's the MontenegroMethod.com or SoviFitMagazine.com, and in here you'll have a click to go to the MontenegroMethod.com.
I got you. Now, do you see yourself doing more DVDs in the future? Anything coming out?
Yes, I mean, there are many things, in the pipeline, and we have a book, maybe, coming out next year. Another DVD. Yeah, I'm just planning, you have your book first, and then I'll have mine. So that way we don't compete, at the same time.
Well, listen, we know yours is going to be much better than ours, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, sure.
It'll be much better. Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
I just want to make sure that you included me in my book.
Now, also in the DVDs as well, don't you have – there's a diet guide that comes with it too?
Yes, there's a diet guide that I wrote 3 months ago, and we just put it now with the DVD, and it's the MM21 diet guide. Very healthy diet, but very tasteful and easy to follow, and it's 21 days, the same thing with the DVD, 21 days, 21 minutes, and then you have the diet, and other tips, like more than 50 tips that I'm giving people, like to just minor things that you can do, minor changes that you can implement right now to help you achieve your goal.
Marta, if there's one thing you can tell our listeners about working out, one of the things that people fail to do when they're working out that causes them to fail and give up working out, is there one particular thing that stands out in your mind that you can – a tip that you can tell our listeners on how not to lose that compliance and to stay active for the rest of your life?
I think that from my experiences, people get stuck on doing something and of course, you get bored and you get frustrated when you don't see any other changes, but because people don't know how to change, or they find one thing and then they just want to repeat it and repeat it. And of course, if you don't change it, you are not going to get any other benefit. You're going to feel frustrated and you're going to drop off. That's one thing. And the other thing is, people want to make decisions like, on Monday, I'm going to change my whole life.
Right.
And then, of course, by Tuesday, you didn't change anything, and by Wednesday, you just drop off.
Right.
That's the other thing. And I always say, just stick with something, one change at a time, and then once you see 3 weeks after that change, you see that change lives with you, and it's become a habit, then add another change. And in regards to your routine, there are plenty of things that you can do to mix it up, but make sure that you mix it up. I mean, it's so easy just to go there and walk 20 minutes or whatever and get the same cardiovascular machine, the same weights, the same class. But look for help, or there are so many outlets there now, and that DVDs, classes, personal trainers, websites, so many things that you can, magazines like us, that you can read and you can use one. Just try to incorporate one, two things to whatever you're doing, and that's already a change.
Well, Marta, you are a true inspiration. The new issue, Sobe Fit, check it out. It is Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's favorite magazine of all time. There's nothing else better than Sobe Fit magazine. Also, if you go into the magazine, page 45, look at the three DVD series, the MM21 Endurance Strength and Power. If you put the promo code WADE in, you have an offer to get them for $29.98. This is a great deal. All three of them. Fantastic
yes.
stuff. And if you go to the MontenegroMethod.com, that's where you can get that as well. Is that correct?
Yes. That's
awesome.
Correct.
You are our favorite, Marta. Always
you.
A pleasure
Thank
having
you, so
you on the show.
Much. Thank you so much. I miss you guys.
Miss
and
you too.
Please send me the book.
Absolutely, and we'll see you next month as well. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Send our
Bye-bye.
Love to everybody. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Marta Montenegro. Check her out at themontenegromethod.com. Check out the new issue of Sobe Fit magazine as well. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. I have to stop and look at it again because I don't know how to pronounce it. It's always very difficult to pronounce it.
The title
is crazy. And the other thing, too, is when you go to our site, become one of our Facebook fans. Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Facebook page. Go check it out.
Begging for fans.
Go
That's
to our
us.
Fans. You'll see pictures of us. You'll see you'll see the fat guy with that huge donut. Remember we went to Omaha?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a big donut,
man,
like a man versus food donut size thing over there.
I have fond memories of that donut.
That was really good, huh?
Was
it the size
huge.
Of the donut
that was
good?
It was huge. It was freakishly large.
It was a large donut. Yes, that was true. Okay, well, let's bring on our next guest. We have with us Dr. Michael Aziz. He is the author of The Perfect 10 Diet. He is an internal medicine doctor.
You know, he's right now in surgery, calling us from surgery.
He's in surgery right now. This book is 10 Key Hormones That Hold the Secret to Losing Weight and Feeling Great Fast.
Hormones.
Dr. Aziz, welcome to the shows.
How are you guys? It's been a while since I've seen you.
It's been a while since we've seen you last, but it's a pleasure to finally have you on our show. And
well, thanks so much for having me.
Your book has gotten a lot of great publicity.
Yes, we are all over the place. We have reached tens of thousands of people, and I'm so happy about that you're giving your audience a chance also to hear about the Perfect 10 Diet, because it's truly very a radical diet, very different than anything else on the market, because the truth is the only way to lose weight is to balance hormones, and many of the popular diets that people are following are messing hormones, and if you mess with your hormones, you don't see weight loss. In fact, you even promote disease.
Now, when I hear the Perfect 10 Diet, the first thing that comes to my mind is Bo Derek. From the movie 10, I think of Bo Derek. Now, Lee, what do you think? Do you think of Bo Derek when you hear?
Of course. Isn't that what this is about?
What
this
I really meant by the title are the 10 key hormones that hold a secret for losing weight. So pretty much we all think of the perfect 10 as the ideal beauty, but what I mean by it is perfect 10 health. And I talk about 10 hormones in my book, such as insulin, which controls fat storage. I talk about thyroid hormone. So in order for us to lose weight, we have to balance all hormones, not just one or two. And that's why many of the popular diets are failing, because they're messing hormones. And low-carb diets only address insulin. So they tell us to stay away from carbs so we lose weight. But if you don't address all the other hormones, such as testosterone, a growth hormone, a thyroid, then it's very hard to lose weight. And that's why the book is about balancing all hormones. And I talk about 10 hormones.
Dr. Aziz, about the 10 hormones that you mentioned. Now, when people hear...
If there were 11, would you have called it the 11?
Well, I talk about a few more, but I want to limit the discussion to 10 for the people, because otherwise you'll be going to medical school.
That's right. Now, with the 10 hormones that you mentioned, one of the things that I find with people is that they're always looking for the reason why that they're heavy. It's never because of what they've eaten and how much they've eaten. It's always that, oh, there must be something wrong with me. Does your book address that, where you're saying that the reason why people are overweight is because of their hormone imbalance, or is it more directly related to what they've eaten to cause the imbalance?
Well, there are two reasons why people can gain weight. One of them is there's a lot of people who are emotional eaters, and my book also talks about emotions. So a lot of people are just eating too much. But also my book talks about the metabolism and hormones. And many of the hormones I talk about in the book are not routinely checked by doctors, and that's why people suffer with weight gain or disease. Like if you take something very prevalent in our society, such as depression, it can be related to an underactive thyroid. It can be related to a low testosterone level. It can be related to low sex hormones in women. But doctors always treat the symptom. They give a treatment for depression, which is the same, when the fact the hormonal problem exists. So if you tell someone to lose weight and their thyroid is underactive, they're not going to lose weight. If you tell a woman to lose weight when she's in menopause, she's not going to lose weight because her hormones are against her. And that's why I really wanted to go to the underlying root of the problem, not only of obesity, but many of the health issues that I face with my patients, and now I'm sharing it with the public.
Now, what would be, we can't go through the entire book, and there looks like there's like, what, 500 pages? That's a big book.
Yeah, it's a big book.
And there's not even a lot of pictures.
150 pages of recipes, though.
Okay, there's a lot of recipes. So what would be like a big change that someone could do, or do you have to kind of analyze?
Well, Dr. Aziz, what would be the first step to figuring out, first of all, if my hormones are, messed up?
Get on the scale. The first step.
What would be the second step?
One of the things is to look at ourselves. If we see like we have a gut, then this is our body telling us we're making too much insulin because we're eating too much food. But there are also a questionnaire in the book that people can question their symptoms. So if they're not having a lot of dreams, maybe they have a low growth hormone. If they're losing their hair on top of their head, that means that men are losing their testosterone or it's breaking to DHT. So it's really about addressing hormones. And you said, how can we change our health around? I change our health. My only advice for people is to stay away from fake food. When we eat fake food, that disrupts our hormones. It wreaks havoc in our endocrine system. And we are eating a lot of garbage. We're eating.
What is a fake food? Is that like wax lips?
No, that's he's talking about like the
we're
sweeteners.
We're eating fat-free products. People eat fat-free products from Dunkin' Donuts, and they think they're doing okay when they're eating all the sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Even low-carb diets are failing also to help people because they people grab a Zone or a soy protein bar, and it has all these artificial sweeteners and MSG, and they think, well, I'm not eating sugar, but you're eating all this other chemicals that are really bad for your hormones and bad for your thyroid and so on. So the perfect 10 is really about eating real food and following a balanced approach, not low-fat and low-carb, because now we have a greater understanding how low-fat mess up insulin and how low-carb mess up other hormones, such as growth hormone and thyroid, so eventually metabolism slows down. So people have to address all hormones, not just insulin, to lose weight.
Now, what about the compliance issue, Dr. Aziz, in terms of if people follow the perfect 10 diet, is it simple enough for them to be able to stay compliant to it, or is it one of those things where, I always hear this about the Atkins diet. People go, whenever I need to lose 20 pounds, I just go on Atkins.
Well, because it's easy to follow. They just eat meat. I mean, that's like, it's
but
one
the thing.
But
the thing is, they can't maintain it. They can't.
Of course
they can't,
not.
Thank God they can't maintain
it. You bring an excellent point. One of that is when we cut the carbs, we lose weight. But the problem is that there are long-term consequences when people follow low-carb diets. When people eat too much protein, this shut down the thyroid hormone from turning into its active form. So eventually damage other hormones. Not to mention that people have to be aware that low-carb diets that 40 million Americans are following increase the risk for cancer. Processed meat have been linked in the literature to colon cancer, prostate cancer, stomach cancer. There is no fake food on the Perfect 10 diet. There is no bacon on the Perfect 10 diet. There is no bologna. There is no sausage or hot dogs because all these types of product with chemicals and preservatives are linked to cancer and are linked to heart disease. So it's going back to basics. So I have a balanced approach. I want people to eat eggs and butter and fruits. I want them to eat whole grains. So you can eat bread on my diet, but just stay away from the white bread. I want them to stay away from sugar. I want them to stay away from trans fats, fried food. When we eat real food, our body recognizes these types of food. Hormones are in tune with one another. And people lose weight without suffering and without going hungry because, again, it's about how to balance your hormones, how to shut the hunger hormone. When we eat fake food, we're hungry. So eat a bagel. You mess up your insulin, you're hungry. You eat trans fats, you mess up your leptin, the hormone that controls satiety. So people eat french fries, they want more french fries.
Right. Right. Now also, you mentioned a couple of things about the hormones as well. Let's talk about specifically thyroid. Is it possible to have have thyroid function let's say a person goes to get their thyroid checked and it comes back that their thyroid levels are normal. Isn't it still possible to have a low-functioning thyroid, even when the actual blood test comes back? Is there a specific thyroid panel that you should have done to make sure that thyroid is working correctly?
That's a great question, and actually I talk about this also in the book, because most doctors check a hormone called thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH. But this hormone is not really the thyroid hormone. It's a hormone made by the brain that tells us how the thyroid is working. So how can you really check the thyroid if you're checking another hormone? So in my book, I talk about checking the free T3, or the free active part of the thyroid hormone, where all the action is coming from. So many people go to the doctor, they ask for a check my thyroid doctor, the doctor runs a TSH, he'll say, well, your test is normal.
Right.
When really is the test is abnormal if you check the free active part of the T3. And that's why many people on the high protein, low carb diets, they think they're doing good, they lost weight, they balance their insulin, and then the doctor is not checking the free active part of the thyroid that has been screwed up from eating all protein all day, eating bacon, eating sausage, eating steak, without checking the active part of the thyroid, we're missing the picture. And that's why people feel tired after a while on low-carb diets. So you're bringing an absolute point. And when we check testosterone on men, we don't check the hormone coming from the brain. We check the real testosterone. So again, the test is that doctors are checking is completely outdated, is completely old.
Now, also, Dr. Aziz, what about the right now, many especially men, are taking growth hormone.
Athletes,
and now it's actually moving also into the general population, where guys who are moving into their 50s and 60s are noticing that there are people that are taking growth hormone as well. Without there being any standards for adult populations taking growth hormone, is there a problem? Do you see that being a problem or anything where people need to be concerned about?
My book, The Perfect 10, is based on the master's program from the University of South Florida School of Medicine. I have an endorsement from the medical school. And it's very, very dangerous to take growth hormone at a young age. In my practice, I only have two patients on growth hormone, and they're both in their 70s. My growth hormone level was close to a 100-year-old man, and because I used to stay up late at night, watch CNN, I used to, drink a little bit, I used to, not exercise so much. I was
right. So watching CNN
I was able to boost the level by going to bed early at 10 o'clock, by lifting weights, and I was able to get my level like I was 20, from 100 to 250. So there are ways to increase growth hormone without taking steroids, because you really can shut down your own production.
Right.
If you're taking it at age 40 or 50, you're going to shut down your own production, and you're going to age faster than you're supposed to. So really not supposed to take growth hormone unless we're like really much older we have a real deficiency.
Are there natural secretagogues that are out there that will help increase natural growth hormone?
In my book about taking arginine. One gram a day, L-glutamine after working out, and especially you guys in fitness. So we talk about after exercise, people have to eat protein after working out, because that will boost the growth hormone production. And, of course, not all exercise is equal. So I talk in my book about the types of exercise to boost growth hormone level, such as lifting weights. Running on the treadmill will not do it.
Right. So lifting weights is another important thing to help boost growth hormone as well.
So what about porn?
Well, I'll tell you what porn is good for. Porn is good for your sex hormones.
That's right.
Because it's not only about eating butter and cheese and drinking whole milk to boost your testosterone and staying away from alcohol, but studies have shown that men who have sex can raise their testosterone levels. So I also talk in my book about having a good sex life. So my book is not just about what to eat.
But we want to make sure.
Lifestyle.
But we want to make sure we tell them we're talking about men who have sex with their wives. That helps their testosterone levels. That's an important.
Well, raise your testosterone with whoever.
You're right. Exactly.
With,
exactly.
For purposes of values, we'll stick to.
Well, I want everyone to go check out The Perfect 10 Diet, 10 key hormones that hold the secret to losing weight and feeling great. We have been talking with the author, Dr. Michael Aziz. Michael, we met you back in New York a couple of months back, maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. And it's a pleasure to finally have you on the show. And it's a great book. I want everyone to go out there and read it and check it out.
People can go on the website, too. They can have a downloadable, a free bonus chapter. They go to perfect10diet.com. And they can also follow us on Facebook. And I see you guys here on my Facebook, and I'm going to start to follow you from today.
You better become one of our friends, and we're going to become one of your friends.
I will. Okay. I'm Perfect 10 Diet on Facebook, and I have you here, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, on Facebook.
What's Dr. Aziz, what's the website again? that you can get the
perfect10diet.com.
Perfect10 and the number 10.
And the number 10 diet.
You'll see my face. You won't see Bo Derek on the front page.
You're the perfect 10. You are the perfect 10.
It's hard to stay so much in shape when you have a book and coming all over the TV, you know?
You have to
be underweight to go on TV.
Well, listen, you can't. What happens is you have to give up your practice, and now you have to become more like a celebrity and just work out all the time.
Yeah, or just braid your hair.
On it.
Just braid your hair like Bo Derek. You'll be set.
Dr. Aziz, thank you so much for coming on the show. Please stay in touch with us. We'd like to have you back on.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. Michael Aziz, theperfect10diet.com. Check out the book, The Perfect 10 Diet, at your stores right now. 10 key hormones that hold the secret to losing weight and feeling great fast. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Make sure you go to our website. Go back. Listen to our interview with Bethany Frankel. Go listen to Bob Harper. Go listen to Jillian Michaels. Go listen to Denise Austin. Who else, Lee, should they go talk to?
That's all.
Jack Elaine?
You can stop there.
All right, stop there. And then after you listen to those interviews, I want you to send those links to 20 of your friends and tell them that we're the best thing you've ever heard in your life.
Go ahead. Do it now.
We'll wait.
Okay, go. Go. Hey, I see you. You're not doing it.
Go ahead. We're not going anywhere. Also, check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Soon to be out in your bookstores. A couple of weeks. We're just a couple of weeks away. Lee, that is our show. Always a pleasure here, Lee, sitting in with you 11:30, 12:30 on Thursday mornings in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, and we have a special guest.
Special guest. Oh, yeah, we got to find out about this fitness conference. How did this one get past us in November?
We're just not that good.
Fitness conference
we need your help, listener.
ECAWorldFitness.com. We're going to go check this out.
We are not paying attention.
We need more friends. That's the problem. We don't have enough friends that are telling
us. We're reaching out to our listeners. Help us. Please help us.
I want to thank all of our guests for coming on the show today. Elsa Simsek, check her out at workoutoftheweek.net.
Find your notes.
workoutoftheweek.net. Also, check out Marta Montenegro at MartaMontenegroMethod.com and the greatest magazine on fitness that's out there, SobeFit Magazine. It's at your newsstands right now. And I want to thank, again, Dr. Michael Aziz, ThePerfect10Diet.com. That's 10, the number 10, diet.com. For Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Shaffron. Every single week, and I mean every week, we make healthy living
fun for everyone.
Have a great week. We'll see you next time.